But right now, it's time for another edition of Get to Know, and here's your host, Gordon Keith.
Well, how am I the host of this? But I'll take the job. I've always wanted to be a game show host. AP1's Gordon Keith here with you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Let's play Get to Know. Now, you've heard this voice on our airwaves a lot the past couple weeks. His name is Jason Walker, and he is our traffic guy. He has been our traffic guy for the past couple weeks here. Jason, welcome to the studio once again.
Gee, thanks a lot, guys.
Hi, Jason.
All right, now, Jason, all we require out of you during this segment is complete and total honesty.
You got it. I'm always honest.
And you must answer all of our questions, okay?
Yes or no.
Well, no, it's not just yes or no questions. It's
true
or
false.
Answer them. You have to answer all of our questions correctly and forthrightly.
Because
you
know we're in the media.
We're in the media, and you cannot dodge our questions.
Well, that's a fact. Hey, I are in the media, too. I know how this works.
So let's describe Jason for the P1s. Now, Jason is an older white guy.
Yeah.
How old are you?
Always have been. Oh, how old am I?
Yeah.
I am almost 59.
Almost 59.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, Jason has the long gray hair that's pulled back in a ponytail. He's a sensitive ponytail man.
Now, why don't you just let the hair go instead of doing the ponytail thing? Because you don't like how it gets in your eyes or what?
Yeah, you know, if you let it down, you look like, I can't say that on the radio.
A sissy?
No, I was going to say, it looks bad. You look like something from...
Then why have the long hair if you're going to tuck it back all the time?
I just, after years and years of having short hair, and I mentioned this on the air last week, you know, my old man was real strict. Even to the day he died, he didn't like the fact that I had long hair occasionally, but
father
not this
issues.
One.
Warning, father issues here.
Yes. And so, upon his death, about 3-4 years ago, I just quit getting a haircut.
So you went LBJ. You went crazy afterwards.
Yeah, remember he did that?
Yeah,
he had 1972. He had real long hair.
So
I thought it was kind of cool.
Darn near down your back.
Oh, halfway down
your back.
Yeah.
Now, he also has the weird gunslinger mustache.
Mm-hmm. Very old one.
Yeah, what do you call that?
A walrus mustache?
It's a Fu Manchu.
It's not Fu Manchu.
It's a semi-Fu. It's a man's man.
It's a Fu
Manchu.
Right.
It's a Fu Manchu.
But it hangs down over your mouth. So when you talk, a flap of hair, a curtain of hair blows forward.
Yeah, because I have the world's ugliest upper lip. So this hides it, you see.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
What's going on with your upper lip?
Oh, it's got a scar here and a scar there, and it's just ugly.
How'd you get the scars? Your old man?
Yeah, lipping off to the wrong people in the wrong bar.
You've been in bar fights?
A couple.
You got dropped?
I lost most of them. I won a couple of them.
Now, interesting. This is interesting about Jason. Jason, are you married?
I have been.
He said past tense there.
How many times have you been
married? I've only been married twice, but I've been engaged 4 times.
Yep. And how did the 2 engagements not work out? What happened there?
You know, a little this, a little of that. They didn't like some of my habits. I didn't like some of their habits. And
like what habits?
Well, you know, sitting around in your underwear smoking cigars.
It's like a bullet.
And I got tired of her doing that, so I just kicked her to hell.
Okay. Walked right into that.
Hey, look, it's an old joke, but this is an old audience. So, you know.
Have you done drugs, Jason?
Well, is the earth round?
Bad question, I guess.
Hey, let me tell you this. Despite the fact I have long hair and I was a product of the 60s, I've never really been into drugs. I smoked pot, I think, 2 or 3 times back in the 70s. I hated it. It stunk. It sucks. And I would tell any kid not to. I never liked the smell of it.
You ever try cocaine?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In the early 80s at a certain radio station, which is up on the 16th floor here right now, but was in Arlington at the time and was music then. Yeah, we all did. Hell, we did. We did coke in the building.
Good Lord.
My goodness.
What is the deal with the full
Has that ever happened at the ticket?
Male traffic guy?
Huh?
What's the deal with the full throttle male traffic reporter?
Because yeah, what are you saying,
that was the
George?
Thing. Well, That's Doyle had similar stories.
I think it's just... come on, you've been in the business for you guys a long time.
George is a huge cokehead.
I've never touched
back
it.
In the day.
Yeah,
back in the
on
day.
On his Facebook, he describes himself as a coke whore.
Don't have a Facebook.
We said he was a heroin junkie, too. That's
yeah. No, I don't have a Facebook.
So you did cocaine in the building. I mean, the old building.
The old building during
our sister station.
Yeah.
Like, would people do it in the bathroom, or would you just do it in the studio?
In the offices. Sure, just close the door. We'd be sitting there listening to, quote, new records, new releases.
And working.
And we would do a line or two, yeah.
So DJs were routinely coked up on the air.
I wouldn't say routinely, and I'm not saying everybody did it, but it was it happened, sure.
So is that your favorite drug, your drug of choice?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But that was 1981, 82, and I haven't done anything since then. Never will again. I don't need it.
Yeah. So you used to DJ?
No, many years. Yeah.
What'd you spend? Rock country?
Yeah, a little of everything. At the time, KLIF was, I said the call letters, was country.
It's okay.
Many years at K-Love back in the 80s when it was really hot. And back in the days with Hubcap Carter, God rest his soul.
Oh, yeah, the great Hubcap Carter.
How's he doing?
He died 6 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
You knew that.
I didn't know that.
Oh, wonderful guy. Yeah, we had a great time back in 85, 86, 87. Paula Street, Steve Eberhardt, the late Paul Medina, Dave Van Dyke, Jonathan Hayes.
What was your disc jockey name? Same thing?
It's always been Jason Walker, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But we had just...
That's not your real name, though, is it?
Elmo Farquad is my real name.
Okay.
But getting back to that particular time, that was like a family.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Oh, yeah, those were huge glory days.
Yeah, that's when K-Love had phenomenal...
What about women at the radio station? Did you guys ever bring...
Always.
Bring women up there?
Especially at KLIF in Arlington.
Wow, that was a full time.
What about over there?
Receiving female pleasure
absolutely.
While on the air?
You know the answer to that. Of course.
So, DJs would get Lewinsky's while they were working.
Or even better.
Oh my God.
Ah, come on, you guys, don't act surprised.
What a great business.
I know, you guys are all a lot younger than me. You haven't been around, maybe. But, yeah, and Doyle will tell you the same thing. That happened back in those days. It may not happen that much in radio today because nowadays there are cameras.
Yeah, we got cameras and there's policies.
In radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
morals.
Back then there were no... The only place you don't have cameras now is in the men's room. Well, they probably have one there, too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But back then they didn't. And you could get away with anything. There were drugs or women and all that stuff.
So you have done stuff with a woman inside a DJ booth.
Yes.
While you were working.
In the control room.
In the control room.
Yes.
While you were high on cocaine.
I was never high on cocaine on the air.
Good for you.
No.
See?
What happened was...
As frustrating as they may be sometimes.
A few times we would do a line of coke, but I was never high on the air. And that was only in 1982, and never since then.
Now, you did a tour... And Nam, is that correct?
Just very briefly.
Mm-hmm.
I did two tours on Okinawa. It was Armed Forces Radio. Great duty.
Oh, and you worked Armed Forces Radio?
Yeah. That's
kind of cool.
That's where I got my start. Started off as a newsman.
You didn't have to fight.
No, huh? And these guys across the hallway, you see, they're the DJs. I'm thinking, man, I'm sitting here doing a newscast. That looks like a lot more fun. So I gradually started to do that. Huh. And that's how I got into radio.
Were you like the Robin Williams Good Morning Vietnam
Not
guy?
Not quite that crazy.
Did you ever meet that guy?
No, Adrian Cronauer, but I knew a guy who knew him. And he said that Adrian Cronauer, while very talented and very funny, was nowhere near as wild or goofy as the way Robin Williams portrayed him.
Really?
Yeah. But he was very funny. He was great. But he was in Saigon in 65, 66, something like that.
So you never shot it?
No.
Whoever they are.
Don't even want to get into that crap.
Really?
No.
Yeah. You ever shot a man?
No, I haven't.
You ever shot a gun? I mean, other than training, like since you've been out.
M16, M14, 50 cals, 45. Yeah,
so,
sure, you're trained in that when you're in the Marine
but
Corps.
But I'm talking about since you've been out. Have you shot a gun?
I do not own a weapon. Yes, I do carry a weapon, but it's not a gun.
Nunchucks?
No.
Throwing star.
I carry a knife.
Ooh. Do you really?
Like you have a knife on you right now.
No, I do not.
Like if Gordon attacked you, let's simulate. Gordon, you attack him.
No, I'm not attacking him. I'm a trained Marine or something. I carry
like a
six-inch buck knife. Damn right.
Why do you carry that? I mean, do you protection?
Well, if anybody wants to mess with
is
me,
it like
I may be old.
Is it the increasing Hispanic population that's got you fearful?
Oh, no,
I've never said that.
Yes, you have.
No, I have not.
I just think it's smart to be, to be prepared.
So, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When you were in the news booth in Vietnam, if the commies had attacked you, were you packing heat while delivering the news?
Not in Okinawa, no.
Okay.
No.
You didn't fear
anything.
But
for guys in Vietnam at AFVN...
What about the hookers over there?
On Okinawa? Oh, they were great. They were great.
Great. So you've had a hooker.
Yes.
Wow. You have lived.
Wow.
So great.
Man,
what a full life.
I love your cocaine ways. A sheltered life. I mean, when you're in radio for a long time, you do stuff like that. It just...
Hookers?
We've been in radio for, you know...
I've done any of that.
I've been in it for 16 years.
We've fired
guns. I don't know what a woman feels like.
Wow. I feel sorry for you guys. You fired guns, and that's all you fired. I fired a lot of other things, but they weren't guns.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi-o.
Jeez. Onto a hooker.
Okay.
So how many hookers have you had, would you estimate?
Oh, let's see. Overseas, probably no more than 20 or 30.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And do you like the Asian? You a fan of the Asian?
Oh, yeah. Very much so. They were wonderful. Wonderful women.
And would they do everything?
Oh, sure. Sure. Especially the two at one time.
All right, and that is another edition of Get to Know. Thank you, Jason.
Wow.
Wonderful.
8:52 here on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket from that to the Mavericks at the halfway point next.
At Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, we've got ticker sports updates at 10, 30, and 50 past every hour. It's the bread holding together our...